Good evening, everyone. All our faithful, anointed, appointed listeners to First Is Kingdom Family Church. This is our healing service, the last Wednesday of every month. Our healing service for September the 24th, 2025. And we are
First Is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Another day of living in the light of God's word.
Hallelujah.
In His authority, His power, and His ability. And don't you know we have His authority, His power, and ability? And that's why we are made healed and whole, because we're doers of the word, not
doers
only hearers.
Doers of the word, not hearers only. Amen.
Amen.
The two greatest things, well, really, the three greatest things that Jesus left us. Number one is the Word of God. It's got power. It's got power. God watches over it to perform it in our lives. The Word of God, prayer. He said, when you pray, He takes it for granted we're going to pray. So one is the Word of God. Two is prayer. And of course, the third one is the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit uses the Word of God. And when we pray, we get results. Amen.
Every time.
We get results. So tonight is our healing service. You're going to get scriptures. You're going to get the Word of God. And then we're going to pray. And then we're going to believe that the Holy Spirit will bless us, like that's His purpose, to bless us. Amen. In John chapter 1, in John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word in the New Testament tells us that Jesus became the Word and the Word became flesh. Jesus became human, and He made His home in us. In us. The Word of God is essential to the victorious supernatural. To the victorious supernatural. We can't do it. We can't succeed. We can't have victory in this world with our own ability, with our own talent and power. We need the Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John 5, 4. Says, this is the victory that overcomes the world. What is the victory? The supernatural power and ability the Holy Spirit blesses us with. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Yes.
Our faith, not in healing, but our faith in the healer.
Yes.
Amen. Our Bible speaks of great faith. Tonight, how can we have faith that is unshakable? How can you and I have great faith to please our Heavenly Father? How can we have unshakable faith? In the Old Testament, Malachi 3:6, God says, I am God. I change not.
Amen.
And in the New Testament, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
So how can we have unshakable faith? By knowing that God is unchangeable.
Yes, amen.
What He said yesterday is true today, what is true today will be true tomorrow.
Amen.
We can have unshakable faith by knowing God is unchangeable, by knowing His Word. His Word is the absolute truth.
Didn't I
say that's one of the three greatest things He gave us, the Word, the living Word? Jesus became the flesh and dwelt among us. So this is the truth, and it's the truth that sets us free. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
I was just going to say that. I am the way,
the truth, and the life.
No man
comes to the Father but by.
In Jesus, we have everything. Everything. He made the way.
He gave us the truth.
He gave us His truth, which is Him.
Yes.
Jesus, the truth, and give us life.
Yeah.
The abundant.
Abundant.
The overtop. The overflowing.
The overflowing.
The excessive life.
Excessive life.
That He brought heaven down for us.
Yes.
And heaven doesn't have sickness. So if heaven doesn't have sickness and heaven is in me,
yeah,
I don't have to be sick.
Amen.
No more.
Amen.
No more, no more, no
Amen.
More.
This is the way you and I can have unshakable faith, knowing that God is faithful to His Word.
He is.
Is it in His Word?
Yes.
If it's in His Word, God is faithful to His promises.
Yes, yes, yes.
So tonight after our healing service, no matter what comes against you, no matter the circumstances, no matter what the doctor's report is, you will not be shaken.
No.
You will not be moved by doubt and unbelief.
That's good.
Ephesians 6, verse 13 and 14. Ephesians gives us the armor. Ephesians 6, 13 and 14 says, when you've done everything you can do to stand, stand firm in your faith. So you will stand and stay in faith. You just keep believing and you keep standing until you receive your victory. 2 Timothy 2:3. 2 Timothy 2:3. We're told to be Christians and to be doers of the word, like Pastor Rose says. But it says, like a good soldier.
Yeah.
Like a good soldier. Well, what's the opposite of a good soldier? A bad soldier that doesn't do what he's commanded to do.
Wow,
a bad soldier that has no purpose in the army. He's not going to do what he's told. He's unfaithful. The opposite. But he says, be a good soldier. Do what the word tells you to do. If the Lord directs you to go see a doctor, go see a doctor. If he tells you to take medicine, take medicine. He is a commander in chief.
Yeah, that's right there.
He is the big boss. Amen.
Yes.
This is our healing service.
Says.
This is our healing for service for September the 24th. Our main scriptures tonight are in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. It says, no matter what form of healing that you need, no matter what it is,
yes, yeah.
No matter what it is, Jesus is the healer.
Yes, he is. You are my healer.
So in Mark chapter 10, verse 47, we have this blind Bartimaeus, and he yells out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the people try to shut him up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, look, we don't want him to know that there's people that have needs among us. Jesus knows your need tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He knows your need tonight. So they try to shut him up. In verse 48, he says the same thing. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. So in verse 51, Jesus asks, what do you want me to do for you?
Mm-hmm.
He was blind. Jesus saw that he was blind.
But
you know what?
Tell him, huh?
Mark 11:24 says, when you pray, believe that you receive the things that you ask for. So Jesus needed him
to open his mouth.
Open his mouth.
And say, what do you want?
What do you want me to do for you? Give me something to work with.
The substance of it, the words that he was going to say.
Show me a demonstration of faith.
What do you want?
What do you want me to do for you?
Yeah, that's it. Amen. Right there.
In verse 51, he says, Master. How many times do we come begging to Jesus? And we just take it for granted. Well, I know you can do this. I know you. This blind beggar knew. I mean, not a beggar. This blind Bartimaeus. He called the master. What do you want me to do for you? Master, please let me see again. In verse 52.
I like what you. Master. He's the master over the earth.
King of the universe.
Yes. He's the master of the storm, the waves. He's the master of healing.
He is the king of the universe.
Oh, my goodness.
Master, please let me see again, verse 51. And you can look it up in your Bible. Follow with us, Mark chapter 10, in verse 51. Master, please let me see again. Verse 52, listen to what Jesus says. And it's important for you to hear. Not just to listen, it's a good message. Hear what God is speaking to you. His word, the prayer, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is present where the word of God will transform my life. This is the model the Lord gave us for this ministry. Verse 52, listen to what Jesus said. Your faith heals you. Go in peace. With your eyes restored.
Wow.
Your faith has healed you. Amen. Yeah. So this blind man had heard about Jesus. He heard about not just Jesus' supernatural ability to heal. He's healing people. The blind see, the crippled walk. He raised Lazarus from the dead. So not just a supernatural ability to heal, but rumors that Jesus was the Son of God.
Amen.
Jesus. So tonight, we're telling you, Jesus is a healer. Not Pastor Rose, not Pastor Jesse, but Jesus is a healer.
The Word.
The Word. Again, Mark 10:47, this blind Bartimaeus said, Jesus, Son of David. That grabbed Jesus' attention. That mm-hmm. gave him something to work with. This is what the blind Bartimaeus was saying. I know you're the Messiah. You're the anointed one to bring sight to the blind. When he called him Son of David, when he said, Master, I know you are the Messiah. I know you're the anointed one to bring sight to the blind. Remember when Jesus went to the temple the first time that he opened the Torah, the yes. scriptures? He read Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yeah.
He has anointed me to set at free the captives and to give sight to the blind. He heard that.
Yeah.
He heard that.
Yes.
Are you getting this message tonight? Are you hearing with your spiritual ears? Jesus, heal me. You know, recently I heard somebody say that they were suffering so much. And they said, I didn't want to cry. I didn't want to show my weakness. And the Lord tells us He is our strength. He is the strength of our weakness. So this man cried out to Jesus. Tonight you cry out. You cry out, Jesus, heal me.
Jesus, heal me.
Jesus, heal me.
Heal me right now.
You know what you're doing? You're quoting Jeremiah 17:14. When you say, Jesus, heal me.
Jesus, heal me.
You're quoting Jeremiah 17:14.
Jesus, heal me.
Listen to Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, Lord. And I will be healed.
Yes, Lord. Yes, I will be healed. I am healed.
This blind man demonstrated his faith to Jesus. He gave Jesus something to work with. Number one, he had faith to believe the rumors. Last week we had our Sunday service. We had some people say, I invited a lot of people. Nobody came. Another one said, I invited a lot of them and someone came.
Yeah.
So this man had faith to believe. Jesus is a healer. He had faith to believe.
Yes.
The second one, he had faith to cry out.
Amen.
Even though they told him to be quiet, don't stop it. He had the faith, I'm going to cry out. I'm going to cry out.
Nobody's going to shut me up.
Nobody's going to shut me up.
I'm going to keep screaming till I get my healing.
And Jesus tells his disciples, go bring him to me. So when the disciples come to blind Bartimaeus and say, the master wants you. What did he do? Man, he jumped at the third thing that he demonstrated. He jumped to his feet and he threw off
his old garments.
The old garment, the cloak. Yeah.
Get out of
here. And he answered Jesus' invitation.
Yes.
What did we do on Sunday? We talked about a cordial invitation.
A heartfelt invitation for
communion. Jesus was amazed at this man's faith. Do something tonight. Give Jesus some faith to work with.
Yes.
Give him something. Demonstrate that you believe that he's a healer.
Even as if it's a mustard seed faith.
Even, look.
It starts.
God used dirt to create Adam.
I know.
He used dirt
to
create Adam. God, just give Jesus some kind of demonstration of your faith. Don't just listen to this message about healing. Do something tonight.
Yes.
Verse 49. When the disciples told him, Jesus is calling you, what did he do? He could have said, God, I was just yelling. I didn't know he was good.
Yeah.
No, what did he do?
Man,
Verse 50, he threw his cloak on the ground.
Wow, he knew.
He wasn't a beggar. He wasn't a beggar. He was like a disabled veteran.
Yeah.
He had a Social Security disability card.
Wow.
I'm not begging. I'm handicapped. His faith in Jesus became real. He knew he wouldn't need that cloak anymore.
No more.
I don't need this Social Security disability card. I don't need that sticker on my window. I trust the Lord and I believe he's my healer.
Yes.
Tonight, what would you do if Jesus called you? What would you do if Jesus called you and asked you, what do you want me to do?
Heal me, Lord. Heal me.
What do you want me to do for you?
Heal me, Lord. I will be healed.
If Jesus were to appear to you tonight and ask you, what do you want me to do? you would only have two choices. You would only have two choices. Number one, you would do and say nothing. Instead, you would remain in the same predicament.
Yeah.
I know you can do it. I know you're the healer. I know you're God.
Well, tell them what you want.
I know. Number one, you would stay the same. Or number two, you would cry out.
Heal me.
You would, Jesus, Son of God, heal me.
Of the skin irritation.
Heal me of whatever
skin
symptoms.
Disease.
All Jesus things are possible with God. Amen. He's not a man like you and I. He is God. Supernatural victory comes when we cry out, Jesus,
hallelujah,
Son of God, heal me.
Right now.
Why would you do the second option? Why would you have faith? Why would you believe that Jesus can heal you? Why?
Because,
why?
Because
he said so.
And he's my healer.
Because Jesus said, your faith has healed you. Go, your sight has been restored.
My faith in you, Jesus, that you're my healer.
Amen.
Has healed me.
Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord that heals you.
Yes, you are.
That's why we believe it. Why? Because Jesus said it. Jesus said it.
Said it, and I can take it to the bank.
Jesus said it. We believe it, and that settles it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, we've given you enough scripture. The three things God gave us is the Word. He gave us the Word. We gave you Scripture. He gave us prayer.
Yes.
And never underestimate the power of prayer. And He gave us the precious Holy Spirit. So before we pray, Pastor Rose is going to share.
He said in Isaiah 53:4, I bore your sickness. Isaiah 53:4, I carried your pains. Isaiah 53:10. I was put to sickness for you. I took your sickness.
Repeat that one again.
I was put to sickness for you. He was made sick for us.
He carried it on the cross.
Yeah, Isaiah 53:10. With my stripes you are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
Read that one again.
With my stripes you are healed. With my stripes you are healed.
1 Peter 2:24. Jesus on the cross forgave our sins. And by his stripes we were healed.
And 1 Peter 2:24.
I
was healed.
I was healed.
If I was, then I am.
If you were in the old, then you are in the new. But listen, church, sometimes the gospel shakes. It shakes our faith. It's already been done.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're not born again, Jesus, who sits at the right hand of the Father, when he resurrected, became a life-giving spirit. So if you're not born again, and you say a sinner's prayer, and you get saved, you're born again, Jesus isn't going to come back and crucify himself. It's already been done.
Yeah.
So for healing, he's already taken the stripes on his back. Isaiah 53, read that again, please.
With my stripes, you are healed.
Isaiah 53:5. And then in the new 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes we were healed. So it's already been done. Tonight, just like blind Bartimaeus, you've got to cry out, Master, Lord Jesus, Son of God, heal me and I will be healed.
Healed, amen.
It takes faith, but if faith begins in our hearts, when we make a decision to trust the Word of God.
And it says, Isaiah 57:19, I will heal you. And then Jeremiah 30:17, I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord.
That's the scripture. Jeremiah 30:17. That's the one that he gave me when they found the C word in my body, when they found cancer in my body, and I was ready to go to heaven. I mean, you know, hey, I'm not going to sit there and, whatever, Lord, I'm ready. I've got nothing in my in basket. And the Lord gave me Jeremiah 30:17, the scripture, Pastor Rose, I will heal your wounds and restore your health. So John 2:5, do what they tell you to do, and Jesus will do what he promises to do.
Amen.
Now, this last month in August, it's been 3 years, cancer-free.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Cancer. Why?
Cancer-free.
I cried out, Jesus,
answered.
Master, what do you want me to do? Do what they tell you to do, and I will do what I promise to do. Real quick before we pray, let me give you a little
testimony?
A little testimony or something for you to get. When we were in school, in Bible school, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin was our, you know, the modern-day father of faith, modern-day prophet, and he shared with us that he wanted to know when he was going to go home. When am I going to die, Lord? And the Lord told him, Brother Hagin, whenever you're satisfied, you can come home. So at 84 years old, having dinner at his house with one of his best friends and his wife, all four of them, and his wife, sister,
Aretha.
I always say Aretha. Aretha cooked his favorite meal. After they were done, he sat there, and just as comfortable as could be, he gave up.
Mm-hmm.
He surrendered. He was satisfied. So I said that. So when the Lord brought me back after 5 days of being dead, Pastor Rose, the doctor went and told Pastor Rose, what do you want us to do, you know? Do you want us to proclaim him dead and let him go? And Pastor Rose said, no, you know what? You bring that
sucker back.
You bring that sucker back. He's not letting me, leaving me holding the bag.
No.
So the doctor went ahead and did what he had to do, brought me back. So I told the doctor, I'm ready to go see Jesus. And when the doctor resuscitated me, he said, Jesus wasn't ready for you.
Yeah.
So here's the punchline. Brother Hagin asked God, when am I going home? And the Lord told him, when you're satisfied. So after all this happened to me, I asked the Lord, Lord, when am I going home? And the Lord said, when I'm satisfied.
Amen. Thank you.
Not when you're satisfied, but when God said, when I'm satisfied, I'll bring you home. I said that to say this, God is never does never do the same thing twice. So somebody might have been healed this way. Tonight, don't limit God to how you want him to do it.
Yeah.
Don't limit God. Just believe you receive. When you've done everything you can to stand, just stand in firm faith. Don't be shaken. You receive tonight your healing,
yes,
a spiritual victory, and it'll affect your physical body.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to just say that the Lord said, call out skin diseases.
Skin diseases.
Any irritants.
Irritants.
Any welts.
Welts.
Any itching.
Itching.
In your body.
In your body.
Or on your skin.
Or on your skin.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus, whoever you are, receive it. No more dermatitis, eczema, no more. Hypersensitive skin, no more. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is flowing through your body right now, eradicating all those welts, all those itching. They've been coming out of from the inside out, are dried up and eradicated from this moment on. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. I receive my healing.
I receive my healing.
And any blood disease right now,
any blood disease right now,
you are healed right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And you're going to receive a great praise report. Praise report from the doctor in the name of Jesus that you are healed and made whole.
In
Jesus'
name.
Because of your faith, you receive your healing right now.
Right now, Father.
Right now.
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus'
name. The anointing, Father. Pastor Rose and I agree to break chains, to break mental chains of doubt and unbelief, Father. Mental, spiritual chains in the mind of doubt and unbelief.
Thank you.
Right now, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Don't try to figure God out. We don't see the way God sees things. We don't do the way things. Trust God. Trust. That's it. That's what faith is. A trust and a belief, a firm persuasion. You're totally convinced that the Word of God is true, and what God did for one, He'll do for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
And no more breakouts on the skin. Do you see it going away? Do you see that they're drying up?
Yes.
From the inside out? No more itching on your skin. You have beautiful skin. You have baby skin. You have radiant skin.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Receive your healing now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I call you healed and made whole and walking in the divine healing. health and wholeness of what Jesus already accomplished on the cross. Indeed. By his stripes, we are healed.
In the world, getting old is a bad thing. In the Lord, growing old is giving glory to God that we have lasted faithfully this long, and God has a plan for each and every one of us. You're not done. God still has something for you to do, and you need to just stand firm and say, what do you want me to do, Lord? And then be obedient. Be obedient. It'll add years to your life, strength to your legs, a stronger back, strength, a renewed mind that's willing to do whatever Jesus tells you to do.
And your nerves right now, whatever damage has been done to your nerve system, right now I call you healed and made whole right now. Inflammation, in the name of Jesus, leave that body now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Restoration, wholeness, health, and healing in your body from the inside out right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, we bless you, we honor you. We thank you that you are our master. You are our healer. We look to you, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, the healer of our bodies, the creator of our bodies, Father. You created our bodies to function perfectly and normally, living here on this earth to fulfill the plan that you have for each one of us, Father. And with joy, we run our race. We run our race. We run our race. Amen.
Blind Bartimaeus received what he cried out for. Listen, our eyes are useless when the mind is blind.
Yes.
Our eyes are useless when the mind is blind.
Yes, it is.
If the mind won't receive it, the eyes won't see it. Amen. No,
that's good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you that you're watchful over your word to perform it. We thank you that healing miracles are not done away with. They are evident each and every day on believers that believe, trust, and have faith in your word. In Jesus' name tonight, Pastor Rose and I receive and keep your healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's it. He has done everything for us. He took the stripes on us. We just believe and receive in Jesus' name.
I believe and I receive, and I have my healing.
In Jesus' name,
it is settled in heaven with the blood of Jesus. Amen, and my name on it. Rose, you are healed. And whoever you are that's been asking God to heal you, you are healed. I come in agreement that your whole body, your whole soul and body and spirit have been made whole and healed in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, and nothing damaged from the inside out of your body. In Jesus' name. Have a wonderful
evening. Thank you, Jesus.
We love you. Thank you for coming to the filling station, the booth camp, the rivers of living water, in the name of Jesus.
Now as we dismiss this healing service, I decree, I declare, I prophesy blessings of health, wealth, complete divine healing victory in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
We say,
Amen.
Say goodnight, Pastor Rose.
Good night. Love you.